This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botillo in Studio A with soprano Angela Yoon, a visiting member of vocal faculty, with a recital tonight along with Dr. Jason Terry, piano faculty at Bradley University. Hello, Angela.
Hello. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation. It's an honor.
Now, normally, when a person decides to do a recital, they just decide to do a recital. But yours came about in kind of an interesting way.
Yeah, it was during my first class with my opera worship class. And I said, hey, guys, do you guys have any question for me? And they were asking, why don't you give a recital? And I said, well, I wasn't planning on it. And they really wanted one. And I said, well, I have to talk to some people and then see if there is a possibility. If it is available, I'll try to make something happen.
And lo.
Yeah.
But then you asked them what they wanted to hear you sing. And what did they say?
They said, everything. And I said, whoa, that's kind of a lot of pressure and very difficult to choose. And I asked them, what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear very traditional, like German Lieder? Or do you want art songs, operatic repertoire? What do you want to hear? And they kept saying, everything. We want to hear everything. And I said, okay, let me give some thoughts on that. So I was thinking, and I came up with this idea. How about represent songs from all over the world? I mean, I couldn't include every single thing, but something that they haven't heard or something that's kind of new and kind of fun.
What are you going to sing for us today?
So the first song we want to introduce you is a very famous tune. If you are a jazz music lover, you would actually recognize this tune. The title is All the Things You Are. It's from a musical, Very Warm for May, composed by Jerome Kern. Very, very lovely melody and really fun tune. The first time I heard All the Things You Are, I listened to a recording by Ella Fitzgerald. She's actually my favorite singer of all genres. And yes. And then when I heard it, I thought, wow, what a beautiful melody. And I wanted to make it a part of my repertoire. And with my collaborator, we arranged it specifically. So this is actually an arrangement by Dr. Jason Terry.
Here is Angela Yoon with Dr. Jason Terry performing All the Things You Are by Jerome Kern.
Time and again I've longed for adventure, something to make my What did I long for? I never really knew.
So what kind of countries are you visiting in your recital tonight?
So I'm singing songs from Denmark and Sweden and, of course, America and Korea, Argentina, Russia, and France.
Now, that is very wide in a language repertoire.
Yeah.
And I would think that would be one of the trickier aspects of your job as an opera singer, managing all of these languages.
Yes, and as you know, Spanish that's spoken in Mexico and Spanish that's spoken in Colombia or Argentina, they're all different. So the trickiest part was finding the right accent for the song.
And there are different vowel shapes.
Yes. For Swedish, there's this unusual vowel, and that's very difficult for non-Swedish speaker to learn that. So I have to actually meet with a Swedish native singer who knows how to sing classically, and so they know the operatic or the art song diction. So I met with them in Germany before this recital, obviously, and then got coached and learned how to pronounce the sound correctly.
And you described the technique for learning that sound. Can you describe that again?
Yeah, so the top lip has to be kind of flat, and then the bottom lip has to be a little curved, and then the tongue has to be a little risen high in the mouth and create
Is everyone trying that? Are you trying that at home right now? With varying degrees of success.
Yeah.
I think they all did wonderfully. Tell me how you chose the Alfen piece, Forest Sleeps.
I was in my doctoral song literature class, and we were just learning about Scandinavian music, which was really a rare opportunity. And my professor at the time, she introduced me to this song in the class, and I listened to it and I immediately fell in love. I thought, wow, this tune and this atmospheric color, it's so beautiful. I've got to learn this. So I found the music and I actually went to the Scandinavian department, the language department, and I found a professor there, and I asked her if she could help me to learn the language. So she taught me every word and every pronunciation, and she checked with me, and she came to my recital, supported. Yeah, and that's how I fell in love with a lot of the Scandinavian music, and I've performed Scandinavian music in different places. And this last fall, I did the whole concert of Scandinavian music in Scandinavian Culture Society in Vancouver.
Here now is Angela Yoon with pianist Dr. Jason Terry performing Forest Sleeps by Hugo Alfen.
Thank you.
and we'll hear some of that Scandinavian music tonight.
Absolutely.
What else are you excited for tonight in the concert? Is there something back there, or is it a surprise?
Well, the last piece, it's definitely a surprise. And one thing, I think the students are going to be a little shocked, or they're going to be so foreign to them. I'm introducing Korean pieces. When Dr. Jason Terry, he was learning the music, he thought, wow, the rhythm is just so foreign. I'm just not used to this oriental rhythm that's so different from Western music. So I'm so excited for that. And especially the second piece that I'm going to sing, second Korean piece I'm going to sing in the recital, it's called The Bird Song. And in American languages, there's animal sound that you can verbalize. For example, cuckoo sings cuckoo, right? But not, there aren't that many choices. I mean, yes, we know pigs, they go oink oink. Cows, they moo, right? In Korean language, there are so many versions of that. So they have different words for every single bird that we know.
Really?
So you can hear the owls say buong, and the pigeons say gugul gugul, and woodpeckers sings taktaruru. They're really, really fun sounds, and I'm so excited to introduce them these different side of different culture.
So an aviary of Korean birds and a trip around the world tonight with Angela Yoon. Please remind us where and when so we can see you tonight in concert.
You can come join the recital in Chapel on in the Lakon campus at 7:30 tonight.
Angela Yoon and Jason Terry, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation.
This has been In Studio A with soprano Angela Yoon and pianist Dr. Jason Terry. I'm Kate Botello. Brock Mormon engineered this broadcast. This is Interlaken Public Radio.